How to deal with the three types of guilt. Is it possible to deal with guilt and let it go? Hello and welcome to the lindyyoga.com podcast. We spend a lot of time thinking about a memory that fills us with guilt. We all feel guilt sometimes because it is a natural human emotion. However, some people feel guilty more often than others, and it is not always because they have done more bad things. That is why it is important to find out where your guilt comes from and what kind of guilt you feel. Carrying around guilt is very stressful. If you understand where your guilt comes from, it will be easier to get rid of it. Whether that means making amends, working through the guilt, or simply forgetting about it. Three different types of guilt. Free-floating or toxic guilt, the feeling of not being a good person. Guilt or regret about something you have done or not done. Existential guilt, a negative feeling that arises from the injustice you perceive in the world and from your own unpaid obligations to life itself. If you are a mother, you may feel guilty about taking time for yourself. However, it is important to let go of this guilt and focus on your own well-being. Yoga can be a great way to do this. As a mother, you may feel guilty about taking time for yourself, but it is important to let go of that guilt and focus on your own well-being. Yoga can be a great way to do this. How to deal with guilt. How to deal with toxic guilt. There are two ways that people usually experience toxic guilt. First, it can be present like a flavor in your personality. It is a feeling that can enter your consciousness at any time and make you feel bad or unworthy. Secondly, it can be triggered from outside. This happens when you make a mistake or someone suspects you. If you have a lot of toxic guilt, it doesn't take much to activate it. For example, an argument with your boyfriend or a phone call from your mother can do it. In extreme cases, people feel like they are constantly walking on eggshells. They are afraid to do anything that might expose their badness. Therefore, it is important that you learn to recognize guilt. That way, they will no longer control you from the inside. So you can deal with a lot of guilt. But there is also no question that this kind of guilt can be useful. Toxic guilt can be caused by an accumulation of certain hurts that a person has not healed. Toxic guilt is a type of guilt that is not based on anything you have done. It is very harmful to you and to other people. If you are willing to look at it more closely, you will probably find that your toxic guilt has very little to do with what you have done. That is what makes it so toxic. When you have this kind of toxic guilt, any offense you commit in real time is so weighed down by all your pent-up guilt that it can feel debilitating. When you need some inspiration in your life, it can be helpful to turn to ancient wisdom. The Yoga Sutras are a great place to find guidance and advice for living well. When you need some inspiration, it can be helpful to turn to ancient wisdoms. How to deal with natural feelings of guilt. The feeling of guilt is natural and helpful because it allows us to recognize when we have done something wrong and take steps to change our behavior. This feeling of guilt is probably due to our ability to empathize with others and feel their pain, which leads to things like social safety nets. A healthy relationship with guilt allows us to use it as a sign to improve our behavior rather than agonizing over it. Despite the fact that natural feelings of guilt can be useful, they often become a tool that parents and society use to control people. Spouses, partners, religions, spiritual groups, and even yoga groups can also make people feel guilty for not living up to their standards. For example, a vegan friend may make someone feel guilty for eating salmon. However, when natural guilt is used excessively or as a form of control, it can become toxic and lead to feelings of constant low suffering. Below are 5 ways you can practice compassion and get better at it. Be patient. Listen with an open mind. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. Do not be afraid to show vulnerability. Do not hesitate to ask for help. How to deal with existential guilt. The guilt you feel can be either social or political in nature. For example, you might feel guilty when you see pictures of animals in cages or read about suffering in another country. You might also feel guilty when you realize how much privilege you have compared to other people in the world. This is what I call existential guilt. It's a real feeling, and it makes sense. because there is no way to live on Earth without having a negative impact on others in some way. If you cut down trees to build an office park, it could mean that owls lose their homes. If you walk through a forest, you might trample some plants. In general, the resources we use to live a simple life mean that the same resources are not available to others. Modern liberal societies, heavily focused on individualism and consumption, often lead to existential guilt because so many people have not been taught how to respect the web of life. This includes not only environmentally conscious behavior, but also practices such as inviting guests to the table, sharing food with those in need, and giving back to the community. When we feel guilty, it can be difficult to figure out what is causing the guilt. Sometimes we feel guilty because we have done something wrong, and this kind of guilt can be helpful because it points us to our own values that we have not lived up to. In other cases, we may feel guilty for something that is out of our control, and in this case it may be best to let go of the guilt. Read the full article on www.lindyyoga.com and discover dealing with guilt. The three types and how to let them go. With how-to videos. Just click the link below the video.